This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Brimbank Council has adopted its first LGBTQIA+ action plan to help create a safe and inclusive community. Well, how will it achieve this? Jacob Tioli is the LGBTIQ officer at Brimbank. Jacob, welcome to Drive.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Jacob, just for those who don't know, City of Brimbank, which suburbs does that take in?
So we've got quite a few, pretty much anywhere between sort of Taylor's Lake, St Albans, Deer Park, Sunshine is where Brimbank's located.
So you've got this LGBTQIA+ action plan. Why is there a need for such a plan?
So this is kind of the first for Brimbank, which is amazing to sort of have it. But the idea behind it is to sort of help create a safe and inclusive community that sort of values everybody. That includes the LGBTQIA+ identifying people and all the intersectionalities that fall under it. Just to allow sort of the Brimbank City Council to sort of help create that space and that create that community culture, which is amazing.
Do you know when the plan was accepted or creating it? Was there any opposition to it in the council?
No, so it was sort of adopted in the 22nd of November meeting, which was really great. Then it was unanimously voted upon.
Fantastic.
And two amazing speeches from two of our councillors. So very happy to sort of see that.
Now, from what I understand about, and correct me if I'm wrong, about Brimbank, is there's a large Vietnamese population out there. How will the plan ensure that those from non-English speaking backgrounds aren't left out?
No, I think that's a very good question. So something that we've done through the consultations is we've ensured that there was sort of representation and voices from those communities and all the different sort of intersectionalities that fall under the umbrella. So we did go out and speak to representatives of that community and different organisations and have it on our Your Say. So we wanted to make sure that the plan had those voices and was catered towards them. We also made sure that they were sort of referenced in the actions as well. So we went sort of above and beyond the normal sort of process, but sort of we wanted those voices heard, if that makes sense.
Fantastic. We're chatting with Jacob Tioli from Brimbank City Council about their first LGBTQIA+ action plan. Okay, the big question, Jacob, what does the plan do?
Oh, the plan does a lot of things. But the plan is sort of set up for council to sort of be hold accountable to sort of how we sort of interact and sort of work towards sort of helping the community. So there's a set of around 27 actions that have four key focus areas that will go between 2024 to 2028 that will allow Brimbank to sort of become more open and inclusive and safe. So from everything from events down to the way in which we operate internally and the way in which we sort of communicate with community, does everything in between.
Are there any hotspots in Brimbank where a safety of the community is of a concern?
Not that I'm aware of at the moment. I think that there's a lot of sort of safe spaces and there is a lot of sort of interesting spaces, but I think wholeheartedly there is I think Brimbank's moved into a position where it's become a safe-ish space for the community, which is great.
That's good to hear. Now, I love plans, but they're pretty useless if the actions aren't implemented and tracked. How's council going to do that? Is that your job?
No, of course. I completely agree. So we're trying to make sure that the plan isn't one of those plans. So what we've done is we're looking at sort of, so we're going to have a reporting process that happens each year, but we'll also be investigating an opportunity to have some sort of group of people to sort of help us out in terms of making sure that those actions are held accountable, but also we are able to sort of report them as well. So at the moment, it's just sort of looking at that, but we will establish that going forward as well.
And if they haven't done it, Jacob will be on their back.
Oh, 100%. I really appreciate those type of people because they help make the work much better, much more important.
Now, only a few councils have done this. I think City of Yarra has done one as well, or we're looking at doing it. So is this something that you reckon every council should be getting onto?
I think so. I think it would be great to sort of have it across the board because I think it really sort of shows that each council is sort of inclusive and respectful, and it really helps them to sort of be able to cater towards the community, which sometimes does get a lot left out of some conversations. So if other councils are working on sort of their plans or they're looking at doing it, like, so go ahead.
Fantastic, Jacob. Well, congratulations on getting it through council, and thanks for joining us on Drive.
No worries. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jacob Tioli, the LGBTIQ officer at Brimbank City Council.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.